So in the Parsha, Yaakov tells Yosef, right, that he's going to give him to make a Menashe and Ephraim to Shvatim. And he says, when there was Be'er Mitzrayim, kil shakai nira alai b'luz lemoir, and he says, gal goy v'kal v'imi machetzeyo, right? And the Targum is betargim. What's mean goy v'kahal goyim? Goy means you be a nation. Kahal goyim, you be kinsa shmitim. You be a amalgamation of shvatim. So said the scroll of here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a haftocha that not only will be a klal Yisrael, but the klal Yisrael will be made of 12 shvatim. That's the idea of lokalia shifta. Right? The Gemara in Huri says that shevet lokalia, that not only have haftocha, the klal Yisrael will continue, but the each shevet will continue. Even the Aser Sashvatim, the two are, they are going to have a remnant. And interestingly enough, that always the name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kel Shakai, the Pasuk says, Kel Shakai Nirei Lai B'Luz Lemuer. Pasuk says, Vayishlach. The Pasuk introduces that. And it says, Ani Kel Shakai. Pre Urve Goi V'Kal Goi M'Mecha Yitzeyu. Pre Urve, and you should have Goi V'Kal Goi. And the introduction is Ani Kel Shakai. The question is, what does Kel Shakai has to do with anything? To the same with this idea of goy v'kal goy. Question number one. Question number two, why is it important to Shvatim? Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made klal so that to be eternal. But Shkrov says that that's why the Medrash says by Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu went and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time that Moshe should be the one after the eagle to continue klal so. What the answer that Moshe Rabbeinu gave says, yes, that helps klal so, but we have Shevet Levi. Where's the Bris HaShvatim? So there is a bris shvatim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the shvatim will be. What? Why? What's the significance of having shvatim? Number one, and the second thing is why ani kel shakai? What does him kel shakai has to do with anything? Question number one. Question number two. The Gemara Mechoris. The Gemara Mechoris says that drinking milk is a chidush. It's a chidush natoira. Why? So the Gemara has a shaila. Either is a chidush because dam nekar kontra mir dam nekar v'nasechol. The reason why a woman, when she's nursing, she has no dam nidus is because her menstruating blood becomes milk. So technically, it's milk. It's disguised milk, and therefore should be also, So disguised blood. Now everybody asks Chazon Ish, Briskrov, one second. Cooked milk is mutar because it changed. So even if cooked blood is mutar. Right? It's only also blood which is not cooked. Once it's cooked, it's nishtane, the Gemara says it's mutar. Here we're trying to say that milk should be also, because milk is really changed or mutated blood. It's not any worse than cooked blood. So Chazon Ish writes, and the Death of Rishkov says also, maybe the issue is because it's yoytze min adam. It's not that that's dam, nekar v'nasecholav. It's not that the milk, the blood, menstruating blood becomes milk, but the menstruating blood creates milk. So since it creates milk when it's blood, so tak is also. That was one way, but Rashi doesn't say that. So Trasesbishkov is mashu from Rashi, that even though if you boil blood, the blood is different and there's no isur, technically milk is considered blood that's not nishtane. And the question is, what does that mean? First of all, in biological terms, that doesn't mean that dam becomes chol. Why does it have to be this way? But then the Gemara says, according to the other mandor, there are many Talmudim who don't hold of that. But it's still also, because I would have said that since the milk comes from a living animal, it's some kind of an evri min hachai, so it would be also to have milk, because milk is direct product, that are part of a living animal. The Torah was matir. Eretz zavat chalav udvash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matir milk. So you see something very crazy, that milk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be, the milk comes from a Yisrael. Listen, a baby can only be fed and nurtured from the milk breastfeeding from the mother. But that's a chidush atayra, because milk was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from my isur that becomes a heter. Question is, why does he have to be this way? That's question number two. And the question number three is on the Daf HaYomi. The Gemara Daf HaYomi has a story of Abba Bin Yomin. That's the way she made it. Abba Bin Yomin says that the mazikim, the Gemara Davov, are the mazikim, the shadim, surround us. And if we would be able to see in Kolbri Echulam Lamuit. First of all, I always was thinking, why is this Torah? What does it have to do with the Mazikin? What? And the Gemara looks like, at best, looks like some kind of a superstitious kind of thing. And the Gemara says that you have 10,000 in your right hand. If you would be Tzitcho Elef, meaning from the left side, 1,000. But Revovo Miminecha, 10,000. Why? In the right side, there are more shadim. And not only that, the Gemara tells you a formula of how to see shadim, right? That you go ahead, if you want to see them, you take a black, the placenta of a black cat, which is a b'chor, from a black cat, which is a b'chor, and you burn it, and you say, what does that mean? Why is this Torah? What are these shadim? Right? Why is there such a thing, bichlal, and why this black cat formula? So the three questions are the following. Why Kel Shakai is the one to go ahead and to introduce the concept of the Shvatim, and what's the Shvatim so significant? Why milk is such a strange creation? And then number three, what does it have to do with the old Shadim story? So the Groh here quotes, I'm going to quote the Groh, and the Groh is in the Echol HaZoyer. The Groh in the Echol HaZoyer explains the following. In the Echol HaZoyer it says, Shnei Shadaich, it says by Chazbuchta's class, your two breasts are kishnei ufarim to beitzviya, are like two mountains which are basically matching each other, are like two twins. So explains the Groh, that's how the Zohar explains, that in Shomayim, they are this breast that is by humans, that's by Kudosh Baruch Hu also, which is the hashpah that Kudosh Baruch Hu brings to us. That hashpo is always tomitzivya, it's always matching. It's always a double hashpo. And he says, you know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And when he gives us, and it's chesed, he gives us without limit, at the same time, he has to be some power to constrain, to limit. Otherwise, it will destroy us. Look at rain. Rain is the ultimate chesed, right? But it's called gvura, it's kshomim, it's gvura. Why? Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would go ahead and just let water come to us, it will destroy us. He has to limit, to constrain it. You see that soil is a flood, and now the weather is so bad. It's extremely destructive. There's nothing more destructive than the rain. So therefore, he has to create. This is always. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe gives a brocha. V'achaltem yoshan, the pasuk says, you have plenty. V'achaltem asoiva. And when you eat, it will be enough. I always say money. You give a lot of people money, money to kids. If you give too much, becomes the most destructive. You have always to create something to balance it out, to control it. If you have a game, you could have the most fun game. If you don't put some boundaries, the game was never going to work. Poiseach es yodecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu opens his hand to give us, but to masbia lechol chayrotz, and makes sure that what we get, we're satisfied. Because sometimes the more you give, the less satisfied you are. The brocha by the lechem upon him. Kol echad magio kezais, meaning everybody would get more. When the Mikdash was at its zenith, everybody would get, anybody gets, must be, everybody would be satisfied. The klal is the opposite, that there was not enough, Magio Kippur, and nobody was happy with what they had, they kept fighting. So there always this, the Hashpov HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Chesed has to come through Din. That's Kel Shakai. Kel is Midas HaChesed. Right? We know chesed kill koleo, but chesed is the power, is the energy. That energy needs a shakai. Shakai is to put a limit, to put a constraint. Shakai, says the Zohar, is how the Groh explains in the Echolos, is shad dai. Is the shad, is the breast with a limit. He's mashpia, but with a limit. And that's why it's a brocha. The brocha is that is shad dai. That's why kill shakai. That's why if you take the ovis, the Ovis were unbelievable power. But Kel Shakai, I want to make sure that that's constrained, that is focused, that is properly channeled. You need Shvatim. That's why Kel Shakai tells you it's not enough to have Ovis. You need to channel, you need to limit. That's why I need Kel Shakai. That's why you need Shvatim. If you have, says Reb Tzadok, if you have energy that is not constrained, not limited, you know what that's called? The shad without the die is called shading. Shading is the pshad, is though the energy that is not channeled, that to create it becomes destructive, and that's why it surrounds us. That's why it's 10,000 on the right side, because the right side is the wound of chesed, the right side is the strongest arm, that's the one that creates more. So you create more energy that's not channeled. That's why Chazal always say that the shading come from shichva zera, from semen that was never taken. Semen, which is this unbelievable power that was not channeled, if you don't channel into something, becomes a destructive power called shading. That's why you burn it, right? Because the burn it is, that's the wasted energy. And that's why is Dafka a black cat. Why is the black? Because black is absorbs all energy, right? The black is the one that sucks all energy and is the Bechor, meaning the beginning of the power, and that's why it's specifically the placenta that never got developed. The idea is to realize that we waste so much energy, that the energy that we waste becomes our worst enemy. Those are the mazikin. That's why Chazal say the milk, which is the source of life of Chesed, has to come through din. Either is dam neker v'nase cholov, or is dovar osu, which is minachai, that becomes cholov. Because Chesed can never come alone. Chesed has to come through a vestige of din. Either is dam, which is the ultimate example with the sadin, because it's red, it's keneged misa. I always say, for you to enjoy something, it has to come through suffering. It has to come through work. Somebody who gets all the money and he doesn't work for it, he will never appreciate. Milk can only be if it comes from a dovar osur that becomes mutar, or becomes from milk from dam that becomes cholov. That's the concept of shnei shodaich kishnei ofarim. That's why the whole energy, it's the shem shaka, is taking the shem kel and zooming it and channeling and focusing and constraining it. That's why it says the girl, the only time you need the chesed, the only time parnosa helps, if it's masbiyah lechol chai rotzin. The only time chesed has any value, if it's something that comes with the sadin. I always say in life, if not for our tribulations and the headaches that we have in life, we never appreciate anything. Somebody who has everything doesn't appreciate anything. And that's why the chesed has to be dafka through the shadayim with the shed dai.